This is Dwayne the Iron Giant Crespo from Power Slap. You're on the Marcus Deegan Show.
The Marcus Deegan Show. What's the story, guys? Welcome to another episode of the pod. I am your host. You know what my freaking name is. It's the same name as the show, Marcus Deegan. Welcome to the podcast. Great to have you here. I love saying this every time I switch on and talk to you guys, just so you can get kind of a picture in your head exactly where I am. Of course, I'm in Las Vegas, Sin City. You guys all know that. Now, if any of you know where the UFC Apex is, I am right next door to that, shooting from the beautiful Sticky Paws Studios. And it's a nice chilly day here in Las Vegas. We're glad to have you back. Listen, guys, for everyone that's been supporting me on Spotify and social media, bang, massive shout out to everybody. My love goes out to you guys because the numbers are going up every week and it's just blown away. It's taken me such a long time to get this small following, and everyone that I've got has just been really, really supportive of the show. So if you're listening on Spotify, I appreciate it. Guys, we're building up the YouTube channel so you can watch it. Look at all this beautiful content that I'm putting out. I don't ask for anything except for your support. A like, share, and subscribe. For your efforts, I'll put out this beautiful content every week. What have I been doing? I've been talking to Power Slap, guys. Check it out. It's Wednesday night, free on Rumble, Power Slap. However, I think I'm going to miss it. I'm going to catch it a little bit later. But what's better than watching Power Slap is talking to someone from Power Slap. And what's better than talking to someone from Power Slap than talking to a heavyweight from Power Slap? As a matter of fact, if you walked into the gym and you were going to get slapped by a man who was named Iron Giant, I don't know about you, but I'd be effing shitting myself. Shitting! I bet he's got a hand like a Mack truck and a jaw like a brick wall. We're going to find out the in and outs of this bloke and see exactly what he's up to. What's he doing tonight? Is he going to be watching the episode? I know the whole of America and the rest of the world be. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to the podcast the Iron Giant himself, Dwayne Crespo Jr. What's the story, brother?
How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you chiming in from upstate New York. I had a buddy of yours on the show the other day, and he had so many amazing things to say about you. He said that you're one of his mentors. He said that you know more about this game than anybody else, and that's my man Joker Slap. Can you tell me a little bit about your relationship with him, Dwayne?
I met him. He was a fan. He actually stopped me at a Walmart because he saw me, and I took the time to talk to him.
Hang on. He stopped you or he stalked you?
Yeah. probably both. Definitely both. Yeah. No, but he's such a nice guy, and he said, like, hey, if someone from a small town like we are could be doing this thing, maybe why not him? And talked to me about training, and I was like, sure, I'll help out as much as I can. And you saw him, man. He's shining.
Wow. And he's got such a great personality, and he's such a great kid. He speaks really, really well, and he looks up to you a lot. And I really liked him, and I loved talking to him, so I knew that was going to be the same experience with you. What is it about helping somebody getting into something that you're into that makes you feel good? What is it about bringing somebody else and sharing the wealth with somebody else? What attracts you to doing things like that, Dwayne?
I feel like knowledge shouldn't be kept to yourself. Like, you learn something, it should be brought to everybody. You can't really be stingy on that kind of thing.
Right.
I've been coaching since I was 14 years old, different sports. And so, you know, just helping out and teaching has always been, you know, like that real passion kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, now you come to Power Slap and you're talking about a sport that no one knows about. And it's so new that people are trying to figure out how to train. And I think I've figured out a lot ahead of everybody. So why not just bring out some knowledge?
Okay. So that was going to segue into my next question. Dwayne, what makes you the expert at this sport, considering that it is so new? And, you know, a couple of people have said that you're the juggernaut when it comes to knowledge about Power Slap. What makes you so knowledgeable about this?
Well, I think it's just I come from a different aspect of the sport. Everyone sees the face value of I'm trying to knock you out and you're trying to knock me out. But we're talking about a rule set where there's only three rounds and judges are involved. So how do I win a fight if I don't knock you out? I have to think about that kind of stuff. And I don't think anybody else but me is really trying to break that down.
How much would you consider mindset goes into Power Slap? Because, you know, when we watch it, Dwayne, and when we think about it and when we see it on TV, I mean, apart from having a bulldog neck and a cast iron jaw, there is no real defense in power slap, apart from maybe messing with your opponent's mind. Can you talk about the aspect of defense in power slap?
For defense and power slap, it's all of the position I need to be in. So I could be flexing what I need to, my abs, so I can stay put, my neck and my shoulder, so I don't move too much on impact. But it does come down to mindset, because if I don't believe that I'm doing everything right in the moment, I'm going to, you know, subconsciously start moving my body the wrong way. And then I get, you know, knocked out or in bad position. So if you believe out there that your abilities are better than the person in front of you, you're going to stay put and do everything you're supposed to do right. And it usually pays off.
Isn't it just incredible that your mind becomes the defense system in a physical sport like that? It's just amazing how, you know, the power of the mind is takes over, even a sense, even more so than the physical part. Now, a lot of people have seen the physical. They know the rules if they're following the sport. One of the things that I found extraordinary was the amount of power that you guys generate without moving your feet. Do you think that's one of the hardest aspects, apart from flinching? Do you think that's one of the hardest aspects of the sport is keeping your feet grounded?
I'll say yes for two reasons. Half of the people that come into the sport come from a combat background, boxing or MMA. These guys tend to have a hard time not pivoting their foot.
Yeah.
And I was like that in the beginning as well because of my background. And that usually you see a lot of fouls in that way because they think it's just like a right hook. And then you have the people that are, they hit with just their arm. They just move just their arm only, and they're not really figuring out how to get their whole body into it quite yet.
Yeah. It says a little about last weekend's episode when Federico Benditelli had his slap, and he didn't move his arm correctly, and he ended up damaging his elbow. Now, the good thing about him, when I spoke to him the other day, he took full responsibility for that and said it just came down to inexperience and still learning the game. What's the difference between this season and the first season as far as competition goes?
I would say as competition goes, I think that they're even in the show. I think that everyone in season two seems to be pretty even, so it makes for better fights. And they also had access to stuff that we didn't. They get to watch season one and watch how we throw slaps, how we throw our body. I had nothing. When this sport first started, they just like, hey, you could watch the YouTube video here. I'm like, I'm not going to. I don't want to ruin what I'm trying to figure out. But we had nothing. They have all of our film, all of our mistakes.
What do you think's the biggest lesson that you've learned since coming into this organization as far as the technical part of power slap? What's the one thing? Well, one of the things, I'm sure you've learned many. What's one of the main things that really sticks in your brain that's helped you out with your journey?
I think when I was on the show, they were teaching me just one way of how to slap, just like how my coach slapped. And I kind of thought that was the way you're supposed to do it, and I was copying it down to a T. But then I found out that other people took from different aspects. Like Wolverine, he on his championship fight, he threw it like a baseball.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I realized that there's so much that I could do in the sport, like offense-wise, that I didn't have to be put in a box for like one slap. I could figure out how to move my body different ways. I could bring my whole sports background in here. I could figure out how to do my combat background into the sport as well. And I really, really figured it out.
Yeah, definitely have done that. So tell everybody just a little bit of background on your previous sports experience, what you've done, what leagues you've been in. Have you done combat sports? You mentioned that you're a coach. Tell us a little bit about your background prior to Power Slap.
So I've been doing Muay Thai for about, I think it's almost 9 years now, 8, 9 years. And I've been a coach for about 5 of that. And I've really been into kickboxing for a very long time, and I really worry about the technique of it and the fight IQ of the sport. And before that, I was in the military. I was in the Marine Corps, and I grew up in sports, you know, basketball, baseball, football, you name it, man. I just try to always be active.
Nice. It's well, first of all, thank you very much for your service. It takes a lot of balls to be a Marine, and I'm sure that you went through hell to get that position, and it probably explains a lot of your mindset, a lot of your toughness mentally and physically. So definitely I commend you on that. So one of the other things that I was going to ask you, let's just talk about a couple of the training regimens. As far as nutrition goes, Dwayne, what is your nutrition for being a power slap athlete? Because I'm assuming, what, are you like 240? You weigh about 240?
280.
Okay. 280. So the eight, you carry around a couple of me. That's okay. So what about your food? Like, what do you do as far as nutrition-wise?
What's cool about this sport when I switched over from kickboxing is the lack of cardio needed for training. So I don't need to really worry about my food as much as I did in MMA and kickboxing.
Yeah.
So I still stay pretty carby and trying to eat like 6-7 meals a day.
Right.
I'm just trying not to gain too much weight. So I'm trying to stay at 280. So I cut down to my heavyweight 266 and be fine. I'm trying not to push 300.
What about weights? What's your primary exercises in the weight room that, you know, roll over into your power slap? Obviously shoulder press, obviously a lot of neck exercises, obviously a lot of abdominal movement, maybe some hip flexors, back.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that it's pretty much everything with the upper body there. So I just already answered the question there. Is that correct?
I would say that the hip flexors part is definitely underrated. Everyone does not work on that. They really need to for the sport.
Yeah.
And then it's more legs. I've worked out way more legs than usual in this sport because everyone, they swing with just their arm. They haven't figured their body yet. And we squat a lot. We move from one side to the other a lot once you use your body. So I use my legs the most. And then just explosive workouts, medicine ball throws, landmine. Kind of like even like skaters jumping from one leg to the other.
Wow.
That helps me understand how to move my body better for what I need to do.
So movement is key in this sport. Movement is key. Yeah. Strengthen the
Absolutely.
Bottom.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Strengthen your core, but also strengthen the, you know, in your shoulders and your triceps, your neck and everything. So what's your goal with this sport? Where do you want to go with this? What do you want to do with what you've been given with this, you know, this platform to be on TV and be recognized and known around the world as a power slap athlete? Where's your direction with this, Dwayne?
I like to think that I'm in the conversation as the best in the heavyweight division.
Yep.
And I would love a title fight.
Yep.
But that's not my end goal. I don't think I could fight for so long. You know, I've been in combat sports for 9 years now. So I'm kind of tired. But at the end of my career, and I happily do everything I want to in the sport, I want to coach and make sure people get their goals as well.
Can anyone be in power slap? Like, looking at me, I'm 165 pounds. You know, I got chicken legs. Could I be a power slap athlete?
I think anyone could win a first fight right now, just because not everyone is training like how they're supposed to. So you see a lot of knockouts for the first fight. But I truly believe that if you're trying to go into a combat sport, you should probably have some kind of combat background just because we're getting hit.
Yeah.
And if you're not used to getting hit, you're not like, I'm not afraid to get punched in the face. I've been doing it for so long. But if you're still in that phase where someone throws something at you and you like close your eyes, I think you need a little more training.
Power Slap said that Joker Slap said that closing your eyes is probably a disadvantage. Do you agree with that? Is it better to keep your eyes open when you're getting slapped? And if so, what's the reasoning for that?
Not everyone agrees with this because I'll say the champion, he closes his eyes, Wolverine. But I say he's the only one that could get away with it. Closing your eyes, I don't want to be surprised by a strike.
Right.
That's how you get knocked out in MMA. That's how you get knocked out in boxing. It's the same here. If I don't see the strike come, it's going to surprise me and I'm going to get put down. So let Wolverine do his thing because he's winning. But other than that, I say keep your eyes open.
What's the difference between the heavyweights and the super heavyweights weight-wise?
Oh, weight-wise is pretty big. Our cap for heavyweight is 266, and they don't have a cap. So they're usually sitting around 400 pounds.
So tonight's episode is going to be a good one. We got the super heavyweights on board. We're talking like, what, 800 pounds of slap right there. Are you looking forward to this match? And for some reason, like, I don't know about you, Dwayne, but I feel with combat sports, look, I love all combat sports and I love the weight classes, but there's nothing like a big heavyweight or super heavyweight bout, right? It's really exciting, especially when you see the size of these blokes. Now, 400 pounds? How does anyone survive a slap from a 400-pound man?
What's funny is right now it's not that bad, the 400-pound guys hitting, because they're still new. The heavyweights right now, they got the rotation down. They're hitting so hard. You watch the top four of the heavyweights in a division, they're hitting so, you know, so hard. But once the supers figure out how to turn their body more, that's when I'm going to be starting to close my eyes when they swing, because that's going to be some scary throws, you know?
Yeah, that's got to be a freak. You got to have balls of steel if you got to stand in front of a 400-pound man and getting ready for a crack. Now, look, I know a lot of people on the internet, people like to judge. People don't understand the sport. People think it's barbaric. People think that there's no skill involved. But, you know, if you watch the sport, you understand it. What do you say to those people that haven't really given Power Slap a go? Because if you think about it, Dwayne, back in the day, they never really gave the UFC a go either, and we saw what happened there. This is Dana White's new baby. What do you say to the people out there that are giving you guys a hard time?
It's just, it comes down to knowledge. Like, everyone would judge something that they don't know. But, like, you're saying that this isn't skill-based, then I could just say one thing. Why are the same people winning and the same people losing? There's people with 6-0 records. Like, there has to be skill if someone keeps winning. And then also, saying that it's not a sport, if you're getting paid to do something that you get paid more to win, don't you think that person is going to try to out-train the other person just so they could get a bigger paycheck? And so now you have people training more. That's definitely the definition of a sport. Competition and training. So, like I said, it just comes out of knowledge.
Yeah. And I think people just need to give it a chance too. Like, if you actually sit down and look at not only the production of the sport, but, you know, how it's gone through the regulations, through the commission, and, you know, how it's well done with the referees and the way that it's shot on TV, it's pure professional all the way. And, I mean, that's exactly what Dana White is. He makes this shit professional as the greatest CEO in sports combat ever. Do you, what's it feel like being associated with people like that? Does that do something for, you know, you as a man when you're associating with these amazing, inspirational people like Dana White?
It truly means a lot, because, like I said, I've been doing it for a long time, and you try to get as high as the UFC. And I'm not the best wrestler when it comes to, you know, like, mixed martial arts. So I never thought that I could get that far unless they opened up a kickboxing, you know, venue.
Yeah.
But when's the chance of that happening, you know? So be a part of this and seeing these guys and seeing these fighters, and just like, it's just unreal. It's like the dream come true kind of thing. But then also now you're the guy in this sport that is growing, and you're like, okay, this is awesome. Let's keep bringing people in. But my question is, have you seen it live yet?
Sir, I have not seen it live, but I can tell you right now, I will be there in February. I've heard so much about it. Once again, I'm one of those people that came to Power Slap a little bit later on in the shop. Yep. I came a little bit later on because I was primarily focused on a lot of other combat sports, but until, and this is why I preach about it, and this is why I fell in love with it, I try to tell everybody that, you know, you've got to give this sport a go, because if you're a fan of the UFC, then you're a fan of what it does to you internally, how it makes you feel when you're watching these fighters, how it makes you feel when your favorite fighter's knocking someone out when they're walking into the octagon. It makes you, the feeling you get, whether it's the butterflies or the goosebumps. You know what? And that's what draws you to your favorite sport. Power Slap does the same thing for me, Dwayne. I sit there and I watch it. I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm sweating. I'm practicing my own slaps and in front of the TV. And it's just one of those things that I really, really enjoyed. So, no, I haven't seen it late to answer, seen it live to answer your question, but I do plan on being there in February.
It is a completely different experience than on TV. Like, honestly, like, I was completely blown away by watching, like, a live fight. And my only live fight I watched wasn't a crowd base, so the crowd is even crazier when you're up there. And it's just the weirdest thing coming from, like, you know, MMA, where the crowd is cheering the whole time to right before you go to hit, the crowd's quiet and you can't hear nothing. And you're just like, all you can hear is silence. And then they erupt as soon as you hit the person. And you're just like, what is this feeling? You know? So it's unreal.
It's like you're watching it. It's like tennis, you know, in tennis when everyone's really, really quiet. And then when they do a fucking badass move, everyone just erupts in the stadium. And it's funny, you know, like I love it when the camera pans to the people in the crowd after a giant slap. And if you see, guys, if you see the reaction from the people in the audience, how they react when someone gets knocked out or someone stands there and doesn't get knocked out, that should tell you all there is to know about the sport, because it is just unbelievable. So yeah, fair play to you guys. When are you going to be back in Vegas?
February 9th. Yeah, I'll be competing in that one.
Oh, is that for the Super Bowl?
No. Super Bowl. Actually, the Super Bowl isn't in Vegas this year. Next year, isn't it? Yeah, I believe it is. Super Bowl's in Vegas next year.
Power Slap is during Super Bowl weekend.
Yes.
That's right. Power Slap is during Super Bowl weekend. Damn, that is going to be a big weekend here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Maybe I could get you into the studio when you get here, Dwayne, and I could maybe give you a slap in the face, and then you could give me one back just so I can experience it and then be a little bit more experienced when I'm talking to you guys.
Hey, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not going to do that. Hey, I just found out recently, and you must be pretty excited about this as well, because this is where it all starts to snowball. Recently, the California Athletics Commission has said, yes, Power Slap can now come to California. And this is kind of what happened with the UFC. It was, you know, it was sanctioned in one state, and then it started going from the next to the next to the next. How did you feel when you heard that news? Is it like, wow, that people are starting to recognize us now? Is that how you kind of felt?
It's more of like, excited that people could see that aren't, you know, like a closed event, to see like a bigger crowd, because the high that I get from that from the Apex alone has been crazy. So I can only imagine in a bigger place. So I'm just excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. I'm so excited about that. And my studio is right next to, like, the Apex is literally, I could throw a stone and hit it right there. And it's such an iconic venue now where the Power Slap has been born and bred, and people around the world are getting to see it. Bro, I want to say that, first of all, I really appreciate your calm demeanor. A lot of people have a misconception of combat sport athletes. They think they're these barbarian brainless twits with nothing but muscle. Obviously that's not true, because it's proven with, you know, boxing and UFC, and I think that people like you, who are so articulate and so knowledgeable on the sport, bring a little bit of a bit of prestige to it, because, you know, they can look at you and listen to you and understand that you're not just this brainless fool that likes to slap people in the head. There is actually, you know, knowledge and skill that comes into it. So I want to say thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I love the IQ part of the combat sport. So I need to bring it to everywhere I go, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, are you a family man, Dwayne?
Yes, sir. I have a baby on the way.
Congratulations.
That wasn't my voice, guys. That was my engineer, Lana. If you're listening, see, people are listening on Spotify like, fuck, how did Marcus change his voice? Like, it's Lana, my engineer. Thank you, Lana. Well, congratulations. And how many other kids have you got?
So this will be my first kid, but we have my girlfriend.
Super congratulations.
So I have a little stepdaughter as well.
Nice. Awesome. Aww. How do they feel knowing that daddy's, well, the new one doesn't know yet because it's on the way, but how's the wife? Is she an anxiety-ridden mess when she knows that you're going to compete?
Yeah. Well, she's fine when I'm down there. She's fine when I'm competing, all that, but she doesn't watch it. She tells me she watches it through her eyes, you know, on the TV.
A lot of, yeah.
But other than that, she pretty much knows that, like, it's going to be fine, because I've done it enough for you to pretty much know what's going to happen.
Just correct me, Dwayne. How many times have you been knocked out in your Power Slap career? Is it just once?
Just once, and against the champion.
Right. Now, during that bout, when you got knocked out, when did you realize that you had been knocked out? Because a lot of people say it wasn't until they were backstage talking to the doctor. Can you explain what it feels like to get cracked like that and then not remember anything? And did it hurt?
So I woke up in the ambulance. So I came to in the ambulance, which is funny because you could see me walk off the stage. So that just shows you exactly what knockouts do. But I finally recall waking up in the ambulance, just looking like, oh, I lost. All right. So let's look at it. Let's see what happened. And then, you know, did it hurt? No, it didn't hurt, especially I don't remember the strike that knocked me out. And the first strike was an easy one to take. Yeah. So it's definitely just like a surprise factor when you wake up like, oh, something happened. I know something happened. Let's go check the video.
And that's the way it works, guys. If you want to see knockouts by big freaking 280, 400-pound iron giants, ooh, then you got to tune into Power Slap Wednesday nights on Rumble. It's free, and it's only half an hour, which is the only thing that sucks, because just as I'm getting into it, it's over and done with, and then I got to watch the Mexican novellas with my wife. And
it's like
I don't
sex with a man.
What? Hang on.
I'm just playing.
Fuck. Okay, this is what we call the sabotage show.
Emotional damage.
What are you talking about? What's like sex with a man, Lana?
Getting only 30 minutes. It just gets cut short right when you're getting into it. It's like, oh, damn, it's done.
Hang on. You're supposed to go for 30 minutes?
No.
Like, seriously, how long?
I'm mad at you.
30 minutes?
I mean, you know what? This is the perfect time to get into Riz Pharma because y'all know you need it, motherfucker.
Riz. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by RizPharma.com. Riz Pharma. Thank you very much, Lana. Let me tell you what it is. It's an online pharmacy, okay? So if you want to cut out the embarrassing situation of sitting down in person with a doctor, say, for instance, that you've got ED, right? Erectile dysfunction. I'm not saying that I do, even though I'm 53 years old. If you have erectile dysfunction and you need to satisfy your wife, Riz Pharma can sort you out, okay? If you have anal warts and you don't want to go to the Lana was telling me about this one earlier, that she experiences these things. Anal warts, you can just get a consultation on Zoom, right? Then the doctor will give you your medication and it gets delivered to your door discreetly. So, you know, it doesn't get delivered to your door with a big yellow writing on it saying Lana's anal wart medication. It's done discreetly. And if you use the promo code MDS, we're going to give you, what do we do? We'll do 15% off anything that you purchase from RizPharma.com for all your erectile dysfunction needs. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Sorry about that, Dwayne. We got to plug our sponsors here at the show. And sometimes it's about soft penises, but that's just the way that it works. So, Dwayne, can you tell me what your message is, bro, for all of your fans and all the Power Slap fans around the world? Can you tell me what your message is?
I'm just trying to grow a community and grow a sport at the end of the day. I'm respect always to everyone. You watch my fights, watch the end of my fights. I always give, you know, a nod to the person that's standing across from me because it's no, you know, small fate. So respect always. And I just hope that everyone does the same thing towards me, you know. And that's all I'm for, you know. Growing a sport, growing a community, growing a new family, and that's all.
And growing an epic beard there. So I think you need to get a beard sponsor for that beautiful beard that you've got there. Dwayne,
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, brother, it's getting there, mate. It's getting there. Hey, buddy, I want to thank you very much for stopping in on the show today. I do appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you in February, and I look forward to seeing what happens with the rest of your career. Congratulations with the new baby, my friend, and we'll definitely talk soon.
Well, thank you.
Guys! You listened, you watched, you hung out with me again, Marcus Deegan, the crazy Aussie. We're talking to Dwayne from Power Slap. It's been another great episode. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Guess what? I'm going home to watch the Power Slap. I'm out.
Thank you guys, man. That was fun.
Brother, as soon as...